You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First of all, we're going to find out the highlight of your three-day weekend so we can all chit-chat about it. I think my highlight might have been movie theater popcorn for the first time in 3 years.
Yum!
I went back to a theater for the first time in 3 years. Actually went twice this weekend. Isn't that? That's kind of obscene.
Yeah.
Going twice in one weekend.
You deserve it.
I even went by myself both times.
That's sad.
Jeremy's like, that's
no,
weird.
No, thank you.
I like going to movies by myself. But we need you to call right now to play Rattle Off. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. That's how you get through to play the game, where we will give you a category, and you will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of that category. Our winner on Friday was Shannon, who's in the Air Force, and she won with five different types of oils.
Right.
That one's
right.
A little odd, but
that's a good one.
Shannon did well. Where's the players for today? 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. We make it no secret that this particular segment is one that the game is almost secondary to us just being able to BS with listeners.
Yeah, we want to meet you and chit-chat a little bit.
So if you say, hey, I really like your show, well, call us and talk to us then. That's what we would like for you to do. 303-691-1649. As long as you're at least 18 years of age, and as long as you have not played Rattle Off in the last, couple of months, call. Let's chat. Jeremy, what do you got for a prize today?
Look at this, buddy. A $50 gift card to Del Taco.
What?
What? That's the place that has the crinkle cut fries that you like, right?
Yes.
Yeah? $50 worth of crinkle cut fries.
How many orders can I get for $50?
I don't know.
$50?
Do the math. But they have their new tortas. They're hot and savory Mexican-style sandwiches on toasted 7-inch rolls. Try crispy chicken with fresh guac, chicken BLT, or carne asada. All at Del Taco today, right now.
Oh my
go.
God, I'm on their website. I'm looking at that's the main thing on their website now.
Pretty good.
The crispy chicken and guac. Take a look at that.
I want that now.
I want that in my mouth.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid prize today. That's good.
I got to see how much it costs for fries.
Are they like $3 or something probably for fries?
Crinkle cut fries.
I don't know if they put prices on their website. Come on, like $3, $4.
Let's get players. 303-691-1649. If it's busy, hang up and call back because some people will drop off the line. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here comes Sky. Sky, do you like those crinkle cut fries?
Absolutely, but I'm kind of a Taco Bell girly.
Well, we're going to have to let you go, Sky.
See you later.
This was our advertiser. And
my God.
Sky, play
along.
It's
all right. We'll take the prize if you win. Take it. You don't have to accept it. Okay. What was the highlight of your weekend, Sky?
She had a sense of humor on Saturday at about 11:15.
What'd you do?
I went up to the mountains with my family.
Yeah.
Little Labor Day getaway. Super fun.
That is super fun.
Yep.
That's it, huh?
All right.
That's kind of it, yeah.
Okay.
So you guys
how old are you, Sky? I'm curious.
19.
Okay. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. See how you do. You got 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. We need five companies, Sky, five companies that have a number in their name. A number is in their name. Ready and go.
Oh my God. One, 2, 3, and me. Oh my God.
OMG. OMG, LOL.
Well, I'll save that one for another time.
Yeah.
Sky, you gave it an effort. That's all we can ask.
Nice try, Sky.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't feel like we connected psychically.
No. On multiple levels, we didn't connect.
I don't think we connected. Let me try with Brooke. Are you ready? Brooke, what do you think of those crinkle-cut fries?
I love them.
Yeah. Well said.
Good job.
Brooke, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I actually got to see somebody that I haven't seen in quite a while, almost a year. So it was nice to rekindle a relationship that I haven't been seen with in a while.
Why has it been so long?
I don't know. It was just kind of like we fell off and we ended
drifted
up
apart.
Into each other. Yeah.
Is this a friend? Is this a lover?
Yeah, no, it's just a friend.
Just a friend.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me. Yeah, he or she.
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 Well, what do you think? What do you think caused you guys to drift apart? Do you just lost? You didn't have similar interests, different parts of the country. What happened?
Like a falling out. She moved up to a different city, and yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It was just kind of
Was it kind of the same or different when you guys reconnected?
It was the same. It was one of those relationships where you could be apart for any extended period of time, and it's always going to be the same when you guys meet up again.
That's good. That's solid, man. Yeah, that's a good friendship.
Nice.
Was that one of those friendships where you secretly had a thing for her?
We both kind of secretly had a thing for each other, but...
why didn't you pursue it?
Why didn't she not make it a secret?
Why did you not pursue it?
She had a boyfriend at the time, and I had a girlfriend at the time. It was one of those kind of situations.
I'm not seeing a problem.
Did you have spouses, or did you just have boyfriends, girlfriends?
No, just boyfriend, girlfriends, but she had just had a baby, so that was part of it.
Yeah, okay, that makes it a little more difficult.
That's a little bit more serious than just a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, it's a little different.
What about exactly. Is your window rolled down, Brooke? Are you
on a Vespa right now? Are you...
No, that's my car. There's a hole in my exhaust. Yeah, I'm going to pull over real quick. Hold on.
Yeah.
That would be good. Yeah. Maybe a hole in your exhaust.
Maybe pull into a Midas or something.
No wonder she didn't want to be in a relationship with you. You've got a crappy car.
You can never have a conversation in the car together.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to have the windows rolled up. All right. Is that better?
That's better,
sir. So much better. What do you do for a living?
I do property management.
Okay. We have a lot of property managers.
So
like
many.
Nurses and property managers. Those are biggies. On
I
show
I had
reason.
A beer with a guy this weekend that's a property manager. I just met him, and that's all he talked about for like 2 hours.
Oh.
Property management?
I wanted to throw myself off a bridge.
Yeah, you run into so many weird things. You have so many crazy stories from it, though.
Oh, yeah, a lot of stories. You guys have
a lot
of stories.
Seem to get, like, give us your favorite story in the last month. What happened?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't even think of just one right now.
No.
We've had to do a fence a couple weeks ago where somebody, a drunk person, plowed through our fence at one of our properties, and
we
had to replace the fence. So that was
all right, that's great.
Oh, my God. So where I used to live before I moved a few years ago, there was a gate. It's a gated community, and there was a gate by my house that was like a back entrance that was never open. And I heard this crash one day, and I went running out there, and some guy in a delivery truck thing had run into the gate. And I immediately grabbed my phone, and I just took a picture, and I got a picture of the driver of the license plate and everything, and the name of the company. And I contacted our property management people, and they reached out, and the company denied, and the driver denied they did anything. They sent them the photos, and they are suddenly like, okay, all right. What's
just
it going to cost?
Just joking.
Yeah, they always deny it all the time.
Yeah, deny. All I know is that I got mentioned in the next HOA meeting as being the hero and saving the community thousands of dollars. So thank you very much.
Well done. Well done.
They didn't waive my HOA fees for a month, Brooke, mind you.
You're still paying for it, of course.
Hey, what was the highlight of your weekend? Was it meeting, catching up with the old friend? Is that your highlight?
That and just not having to work on Monday.
Yep, that's pretty nice, huh?
Fair enough.
Wonderful.
Yep.
All right, quick note to everybody who's on hold right now. If Brooke gets this, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Don't hurt our feelings and hang up. Stay on the line, even if we get a winner. 10 seconds, Brooke, 10 seconds. We need five famous guitar players. Ready and go.
Oh, shit. Leonard.
Hey, language. Gotta hit the dump button.
I did. It was going so well.
We were doing so
going
well.
Going so good.
And then the language.
Oh, well. Next.
Hello, Renee.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Renee, keep it clean on our show, will you please?
Watch your potty mouth.
Okay, I will.
Okay, good.
And what's strange is that, and I'm not even exaggerating, over the years that I've done this show, 97% of times we've had to hit the dump button, it's been a woman. It's rarely a guy.
Yeah, and a guy today.
Can you explain why that might be, Renee?
Well, I have no idea, because I know some females that have some sailor mouth.
Do you?
Apparently, a lot of them.
Well, they're more fun to hang out with.
I think they're not as inhibited on the radio as guys. I think guys maybe are a little bit more, they feel inhibited, where women are just like, they just let loose.
Yeah, tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Au naturel.
That's right. What'd you do this weekend, Renee?
I love it when you talk like that.
Well, we had soccer, we had cross country, and domestic chores, and then relaxation.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the good part of the weekend? Not the stuff you had to do. What was the highlight?
Well, I didn't have to do the cross country and soccer, but I wanted to. It was with my grandkids.
Oh, that's good. We were trying to talk my son into doing cross country.
Yeah, it's good. It gets those kids are amazing.
They are amazing.
They're in such great shape. It's terrific.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What was the best food you ate this weekend?
Oh my gosh, we had some great Italian food. My husband's training for the Chicago Marathon, and so he had to have some pasta.
Yum. You had me at pasta.
You realize that great Italian, that's redundant. You get that, though, right?
So. Exactly.
What was the shape of the pasta? Were they little bow ties?
No, it was just regular homemade spaghetti.
Yum, homemade stuff. Thick noodles.
No, that's, I like a thin.
You
a
do?
Thin,
oh, I like the thick noodles. So,
I even like
angel
hair. I'd rub angel hair.
Oh, I don't like angel hair. It's too thin. It's too thin of a pasta.
No. Depends on what you're serving it with.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I'll go back a step, Renee. The bow tie is the best. It's the most fun.
If you're five.
It's the most fun.
That's for five-year-olds.
Because you can hold it up and be like, oh, I'm wearing a little pasta bow tie.
That's funny once. I mean...
we've all done it. Come on.
Ridiculous. Renee, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Yep, ready as I'll ever be.
Let's do it.
I can't ask any more than that. 10 seconds. We tried this one last week, couldn't get a winner. Five comedians, ready and go.
Oh, goodness, you've got me on this one. Let's see, Gallagher.
anybody from this century?
Gallagher.
I know, right? Well, I'm just showing my age now. Huh?
Yeah, it's all right.
Kinda. But you know, we don't care. We love you.
We would have accepted it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you only got one.
That's it.
I only got one.
That was a big flop.
Oh my goodness, big flop. Big flop.
You know what? Yes. You probably were just too weighed down by the homemade pasta.
Yeah, you're all lethargic.
I am. You're exactly right. This was my very first time to try to call in, and I got in.
How was the experience for you?
It was awesome. I wish I would have got it. I was listening last week, and I knew that the Eddie Van Halen was the correct answer for the guitarist for the who would
for the
you
mind
want
bender.
Your child to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh well. But you know
is that
what?
One of those I'll things where you're kind of pounding on the steering wheel like you want to get through and win?
I was.
Yeah. You are delightful. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Oh, you too. Love you guys. Bye.
Kisses.
Love you back.
Bye, Renee.
Who's been holding the longest? It's some dude named Joseph. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Dom and Jerry.
Hi.
What are you doing, Joseph?
Right now, just sitting in my car waiting to start school.
Are you?
What school is this?
Yeah.
Oh, just high school, next to the Cherry Creek.
Next to the Cherry Creek?
You know you got to be 18 to next call.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that? Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he was held back.
Then,
How old are you?
How old are you, Joseph?
Right now I'm 18.
Don't lie to us, Joseph. Really? What? How old are you?
Okay, I'm 18 in like 11 months.
In 11 months? Hold on, don't go away. I even said when we were doing the calls.
We say it all the time.
I said
it's all
right. When we were soliciting the calls, I said you got to be at least 18. That's just the rule.
Sometimes you miss that, I guess.
Don't be mad, Joseph.
Go to class.
Quit sitting
go
in your car.
Something.
You probably were supposed to be in class 15 minutes ago.
Sitting in his car getting high, probably. We appreciate you calling, though, buddy.
Very, very much we do.
Who do we have left?
Chelsea and Jeremy are the two that are left.
All right.
Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How old are you, Chelsea?
Oh, how old am I? 31.
You had to think about it. You're starting to get to that age where you have to think about it a little bit. You're like, am I 31
or
32?
Past, like, 21?
It doesn't matter.
Are your brain cells just gone?
Yeah.
You're going to be something at 50, I'll tell you.
Like, I don't know how old I am.
And mom brain, too. Yeah, the more kids I have. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which scientifically has been proven that it is a thing.
100%
it's
a thing.
Really.
How many children do you have?
I have 4.
You have serious mom
weeks
brain.
Old.
3 yep. weeks.
Wow, a fresh little human.
Yeah, he's fresh. That's what I was going to say. The highlight of my weekend was getting a 3-hour stretch of sleep. So.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Good
yep.
for you. What are the other ages? What are the other three?
So 3-week-old, 1.5-year-old, a 5-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
Yep.
My
You're
goodness.
A busy mama bear.
I don't know how
so
you do it.
Two under two this time has been a whole new experience.
Two under the age
I
of two.
I think that sounds magical and beautiful.
You know what?
We're in since survival we're always, mode currently. So.
Yeah, since we're always honest on this show.
I think it's beautiful.
I will tell you, I think it sounds crazy.
It is crazy.
I think it sounds
crazy.
Like a piece
okay.
of cake. Quit overreacting.
We're trying to soak it all in.
Parents exaggerate on how difficult it is raising kids. They basically raise themselves. It's not that difficult.
You never had two under the age of two.
Oh, I could have done that all day long.
With another 5-year-old to boot.
Piece of cake.
My 1.5-year-old is the kid that eats everything, plays in the toilet. She's a handful.
Has there been
Takes
anything
after
weird?
Dad, huh?
Yeah. What did she eat that was so weird? Just stuff off the carpet? Anything that's on the ground?
Oh, I mean anything. Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
If she can get it in her mouth, it goes in her mouth. Yeah.
Well.
Huh.
What's her name?
Aria.
Aria, that's beautiful.
What's the 3-week-old's name?
Kai.
Like K-A-I?
Yes.
Kai.
It's a pretty name.
I like that.
Very
Thanks.
Nice.
It took us forever to name him, but, you know, we agreed on that, and we said that's it.
Stick with it.
Yep. Yeah. Naming him is a test.
Well, you know what? We better play Rattle Off with you pretty quickly so you can go back to doing mom stuff. You ready to try
washing
it?
Bottles.
Yeah,
I'm
washing
ready.
Bottles.
God.
See how you knew with
Those
this
were
one.
The days. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, you're
oh
crazy. Okay, 10 seconds, Chelsea. 10 seconds. 5 things you would find at a tailgating party. 5 different things at a tailgating party. Ready and go.
A beer, cooler, Bluetooth speaker, hot dogs, hamburgers, chips.
You know what?
Yeah.
You don't have mom brain. You're a
winner!
Winner!
Yay!
Beer and
Game
chips.
For Chelsea. Yay.
Good job.
Makes up for losing last year.
Wow, you waited a while before you called back.
Well, that's good. Well,
Yeah, it was actually probably over a year ago. It was whenever my other one was a newborn. Yeah, so it was over a year ago.
So wow. You call us every time you have a newborn. That's
every time you have a baby, you call us. Huh?
But you say this is the last one. Is that correct?
This is the last. We are done.
You don't know. It could. How do you? You could be an oops. There could be an oops baby in there. No.
Number four was an oops. So.
So which one of you is going in to get snipped?
Yeah, who's doing the procedure?
Oh, I told my husband he is, because our last three I did completely natural deliveries, and I said, I went through that pain, you can go get snipped. So he agreed.
Was this last one, was a C-section?
Oh, no, my last three were
all three.
Natural.
Gotcha.
I barely made it to the hospital with this last one. I walked in at a 9, and they were pretty much running to get the doctor. So
yeah.
Wow.
So has he gone in yet to get it done?
No, not yet.
Well, you better get on it.
Yes.
Before he gets on it. You. Yeah.
Not happening.
Get a taser. Get a taser and leave it next to the bed. Get away from me.
Oh, that's funny.
I like you. You're fun.
You're fun, Chelsea. Thank you for listening to your boys in the morning. We're glad you allow us to keep you some company, okay?
Yes, I love listening to you guys every morning while I bring the kids to school. So, and my daughter's going to be so sad because she's like, can you call them back again? I want to be in the car. But they get dropped off right before it starts. So.
Well, we'll make this a podcast. You can go on and download it and she can listen, okay?
How about that?
Oh, awesome.
How about that?
So why don't you, since you've done two name, shout outs, do your other two kids so they become stars too.
Hi, Bella and Jace.
Hey, kids. And your husband. What's your husband's name?
Jonathan,
good luck.
Randy, his name is Randy.
Perfect.
Well, we love you, Chelsea. Hold on, and Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you so much.
Welcome so much.